One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can you speak the language of money, or are you one acronym short of an investment picnic? Too often, financial jargon prevents us from making the most of our money, but this podcast from the Financial Times is designed to make you smarter, and hopefully richer, in just 5 minutes. Welcome to The 5-Minute Investor from Money Clinic. I'm Claire Barrett, the FT's consumer editor, and I'll be teaching you what you need to know about key investment terms in the time it takes to make a cup of coffee. Each week, we take one investment term selected by our listeners and challenge a top investment commentator to defang the financial jargon in just 5 minutes. Joining me this week in the studio is none other than Mr. Red Braces himself, Justin Urquhart-Stewart, the veteran investment commentator. Welcome, Justin.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, the topic that I want to quiz you on today, with no deviation, repetition, or hesitation, is liquidity. Could you start, please, by giving us your 5-second definition?
That's very easy. That's merely a good lunch on a Friday afternoon. With decent wine, I shall have a sufficient liquidity to see me through to the rest of the week.
I wasn't talking about that sort of liquidity. Give us your real 5-second definition, please.
Oh, very well. Well, actually, of course, it's the ability to actually buy and sell shares easily.
OK, I'm going to set the timer. Justin, could you please tell us more about liquidity, starting now?
Liquidity is absolutely vital for all investors to know about. So the best way to try and think about it is imagine you're sitting in a lake in a rowing boat and you've got water all the way around you. Well, that's liquidity. You can row yourself forwards, backwards, and anywhere you wish to go. Now imagine the water starts disappearing and suddenly you find you can't row very far. There's not much liquidity. There's not much water. You can't move. And suddenly you find you can't buy or sell, or you find yourself actually literally being stuck in the mud. So there's a good example of what could happen if you haven't got the right liquidity. So what happens in the stock market with big shares, big companies, you'll find that they're normally referred to as being rather liquid, very liquid. So you can buy them easily the entire time.
Because there are lots of buyers, but there are also lots of sellers.
So the market's there. All too often, though, people will be talking about sneaky little companies, which are very attractive ones to go and buy. But unfortunately, it's a small company. Not many people own the shares. Not many people are buying them or selling them. Or more to the point, actually, if you buy them and you try and sell them again, you suddenly find no one's around. There's no liquidity.
Now, property has been described as an asset which is particularly illiquid. Why is that?
But the thing about property is, of course, actually, you have to, in order to buy it and sell it, it's not an immediate item. What you have to do is actually go through your lawyers. You have to actually go and buy the property on and make sure you get all the right legal items. This is not buying and selling a share. It can be done, well, instantly. So property can be really rather difficult. Plus the fact it's got other legal issues tied to it, maybe borrowings, mortgages, those sort of things, issues over ownership. So be rather wary. It sounds as though when people buy property, again, you could easily just slip in and buy this property for this amount of money. But again, if people can't actually sell out of it, and there have been some examples over the past few years where people suddenly find they were in an equity income fund, and then they suddenly find they've actually got property in there which they couldn't sell, there was no equity that it could sell, and there was no income, and at the end of it, ended up being no fund.
A lack of liquidity has caused the downfall of some of the biggest names in investment. Could you give us an example?
Well, one very good example most recently was actually the Woodford funds that we had, which were equity income fund, but it had various items in there, which it turned out actually weren't even stocks that were in the stock market, didn't actually provide an income, and also various property ones as well that didn't actually trade very often, i.e. there was no liquidity. So on that basis, actually, it was a bit of a disaster. So it's quite always worthwhile when you're looking at a fund or a stock, actually evaluating its liquidity. So you're going in, what's the ability to come in and out of it? That does change from time to time. But you'll find that if it's in property, the hairs on the back of your neck will actually say, be wary of this one. Whereas if you're dealing with an ordinary company, maybe just trading in day-to-day retail issues, it'll have a different attitude towards it.
What other lessons about liquidity would you like to pass on to listeners?
What you need to be able to make sure is you need to be able to exit a particular investment when you need to. Unfortunately, what happens for many people, they invest in something. Unfortunately, they get to the stage maybe where they want to retire or they actually want the money for something. And there's the money. But now, unfortunately, they can't get out of it because the liquidity has meant actually the water's gone out of the market and they're stuck in the rowing boat in the middle of a dried up lake. That doesn't really help you very much. So think about it when you're going into the investment, to think about how you get out of the investment as well. Liquidity is absolutely vital. If it vanishes, then I'm afraid, so do your investments.
When investors are buying shares in smaller companies on the stock market, what should they be aware of?
One of the things they must be aware of is actually their ability to be able to just buy the shares, also sell them, i.e. the liquidity of the shares. So everyone gets very excited about buying into small companies because it seems like a good thing to have. And this year's fashion fad, everyone piles into it, becomes next year's tank top. Believe me, I'm the proud owner of many tank tops. So be very careful indeed. So when you're buying and selling shares, you have the difference between the buying and selling price, the bid and offer spread. Now, you'll find with large companies, they have quite a big spread. And that spread sometimes known as the margarine market because there's so much spread there. Unfortunately, if you don't have any margarine, it's pretty tough eating. And so be really rather careful. So have a look to see, to make sure there is a spread in there, to make sure there is a market there, so that when you're going in to buy the shares and you want to come out and sell them, there are going to be buyers there willing to take them off your hands. But in smaller markets, smaller companies, that can change very quickly indeed. And before you know what happens, the water's disappeared out of your pond.
And if you do want to get out, you might be able to, but only for a price.
Well, that's the problem. You then find yourself sitting on a big loss in order to just try and get out of it. So you have to be really very careful indeed. So when you're buying shares or when you're buying funds, have a look at the liquidity of it. Can you buy easily in and out of it? And particularly in the size you want to buy, because what you can find is in a small company, you put £several thousand into that, and that may seem not a huge amount, but that particular company could be actually quite large. So when you want to come out of your shares, you suddenly find that you can't get rid of those ones, and so you're forced to sell them then at a lower price, or maybe even at a loss.
That timer means that, Justin, the 5 minutes are up. Thank you for explaining liquidity to our listeners with no deviation, repetition, or hesitation. We firmly believe on Money Clinic that there are no stupid questions. The only stupid thing would be not to ask one if there's something you don't understand. So if there's an investment term, a piece of jargon, a phrase you've heard that's baffling you, and you'd like me to unpack it in the studio with an expert, then get in touch with us. Our email address is money@ft.com, or you can contact me on Instagram and TikTok. I'm at Claire B. Brand new Money Clinic episodes will be coming soon, and if you can't wait until then have a browse through our back catalogue, where you can find hundreds of episodes, or click on my suggestions in today's show notes. Finally, the 5-Minute Investor is a general discussion around financial topics and does not constitute an investment recommendation or individual financial advice. For that, you'll need to find an independent financial advisor. Tune in next week for another 5-Minute Investor. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.